Fancy a wafer of weevil or a stir fry of grasshopper? A report from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is urging Western nations to think of insects as an important food source. The report says insects are an environmentally friendly food that could help with world shortages. Leader of Invertebrate Sciences at Victoria's Department of Primary Industries, Alan Yen, was involved in the UN research. He's been speaking to Rachel Carbonell.
At the moment, the world is facing a massive protein shortage, and it's obviously the main source of protein for people at the moment is meat, whether it be red meat, white meat, or seafood. But that is going to be running out as a source in time as the population grows, partly because of the energy required to produce a lot of this food. I think one of the things we want to make clear is that we're not saying people should be eating insects only. It's another form of protein. So we can actually reduce the demand on things like cattle and fish. And certainly for the poorer countries, where in fact there is very little protein in the source of meat, insects are used quite often. And in fact, what they're finding is that in some countries, insects are not a food of poverty. In fact, they're a food of choice.
Is the United Nations hoping to turn people's attitudes around in relation to insects with this report?
The attitude actually is a Western attitude, because as I said, in Africa and Asia, in certainly South, Central, South America, insects are sort of quite often part of the normal part of diet. They're just accepted. So there's not an attitude issue there. Whereas in the westernised nations, it is a problem.
How important is it to turn Western attitudes around so that insects could be seen as a more acceptable and more common food choice?
Look, I think it's important, but it is quite difficult. When we talk about insects as food, it doesn't mean we just eat them, insects per se. It doesn't mean you're going to buy, you know, a grasshopper or something like that and eat it as such. It may also mean using insects to produce as a protein source. And so one of the things that this committee has been looking at is in fact setting up these insect factories, and some have already been established in the United States as prototypes and also in South Africa as well, where they're actually just turning insects into protein powder to add to the food items. In Africa, it's being done as a protein source to fight malnutrition. That protein source could be for addition to human diets, or it could actually be a food source for other foods, for example, things like fish, aquaculture or poultry. Instead of feeding them fish meal, which is quite often done now, it's probably less wasteful to feed them insect-derived protein.
Alan Yen from Victoria's Department of Primary Industries. Rachel Carbonell, the reporter.